Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
About this quarterback situation right now. Is that even something? Is this a quarterback situation that is on their hands? The word controversy, I'm not to toss that to the side. But the fact that Mac is winning right now and sticking with the hot hand, Shasky said earlier that he would stick with Mac Jones. As long as they keep winning games, you stick with Mac Jones as your
Knowing
starter.
That Purdy is dealing with this foot thing.
Not 100%.
And it's probably going to last all year. You just ride the Mac thing out till we get a poor performance or a loss. And then we go back to Brock.
I think when Brock's cleared and ready to go and he says, I'm pain-free and I'm ready to play, he's going to play.
Do you think that will happen this year?
Absolutely.
You do?
I mean, yes. Now, I don't know the extent of his turf-toe injury.
Because Lo Neal, I'll stop you. I'll let you answer. But like Lo Neal made, to me, had me convinced this is going to be something he's probably going to be dealing with throughout the year.
No, probably. But talking to people down at SoFi, they said the toe is in better shape than it was leaving Seattle after week one. It's a lot better.
Okay.
Some little swelling around, but they said the toe feels much, much better than it did after week one. So I'm convinced we're going to see Brock Purdy again at some point. When we see Brock Purdy again, not sure. You're going to need him, right? I think he adds something to this offense that Mac doesn't give you. Now, I get it. We all love the backup quarterback right now. Is Mac going to stay healthy?
That's a big question.
He's a statuesque quarterback, which is why we were debating last week. He couldn't play in Jacksonville. He just couldn't walk that week. And that would have been a problem. Now,
yeah, but it was a mistake to play Brock on such short
rest. So then you would have had to play Adrian Martinez. Yeah,
which sucks, but you know what? It is what it is.
So you know, and then you're not going to bring back Brock Purdy on that turf at SoFi Stadium with turf toe probably on a short week. So then maybe Brock Purdy comes back against Tampa Bay, and he's rusty playing against a red-hot Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. So the quarterback situation is what it is. Brock's hurt. When he's ready to roll, he'll be ready to roll, and they'll put him into the lineup. But I heard you ask Baldy about the locker room. What does the locker room feel? They like Mac Jones a lot. Mac Jones is loose. He's goofy. But they also love Brock Purdy, too. And when you've built equity in that locker room, and you've been in the trenches with guys like Trent, guys like George, guys like Fred Warner, and you've helped win monumental football games for this organization, that's not lost on these players. So they understand that Brock is the guy. Mac, hell, I know everybody thinks his answer was political. I was sitting there in that press room when he gave that answer. Mac wants to start. There's no doubt. Mac wants to play.
Yeah.
You're a competitor.
Yes.
Everybody wants to start. Spinoni, when you're behind the glass, I'm sure you wanted to age here.
Yeah, but he's self-aware enough to not say it out loud.
But he's self-aware to not only say it out loud, but also understand that this thing is built for Brock Purdy, not me. I'm just here to help stack some wins. I know what it's like as a starter. I know what it's like as a backup. It's Brock's team, and the locker room still feels like that.
And he obviously went through it as the guy in New England being a first-round pick. And then who was it? Bailey Zappi taking over for him. And he's been on both sides of it. He backed up Trevor Lawrence last year. Trevor Lawrence is playing here, but he's the franchise there. He understands that. Just like Brock is the franchise here. We got some calls, so I open up the phone lines and ask Bonte anything. Bonte Hill in studio, courtesy of River Islands, for the next hour. 888-957-9570.
Let me guess who the first caller is.
It's not Robin Sambruno or Tony in Oakland. It's no. Tim in Danville, Bonte.
Tim in Danville.
Tim in Danville.
Hi,
Tim.
I thought it was BPA.
No, thanks for listening.
Not Brian in Palo Alto, but the bat signal is out for BPA if you want to go to him.
He could just stay at work.
Well, he'll hit you up on Twitter. We know that. Tim, what's up? You're on the rolls. What do you want to ask Bonte?
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, thanks, guys. How you doing, Bonte? Haven't talked to you in a while. Hey. So, you know, my quick opinion is, and I'm a big 49er guy, right? I went to the Super Bowl. I'll tell you what, I just think that, you know, why isn't everyone saying, hey, you know, we probably made maybe a mistake on Brock. Look at his last 2 year and a half. Look at his quarterback rating. Look how he's declined. His numbers are bad. Okay. He looked bad when he came back. We have never had a quarterback to me, and I've watched Brock. I'm waiting for that one game where I see him as a quarterback take over the game and win the game. I have not seen one game where he has done that. However,
in his career,
No, with the Niners. Look, you know, why do we get beat in the Super Bowl? Because Mahomes is a far better quarterback. But I've seen Mac Jones now compete with the best, I think. He can win games on his own, and that's a separate thing that we haven't seen. I think the 49ers need to let Mac start the game, and I don't agree with Shaskis. If he has a bad game, yank him, because that's not fair to Mac, right? He will have a bad game. But you got to make a decision here. We've already screwed up Trey Lance, Jimmy G. We all love those guys, right? We move off of them, right? Just like, you know, New England moved off of, you know, Drew Brees, right? And they brought in Brady. So I think it's time, and I hope that, you know, they look at the numbers and they really look at the capability of Mac Jones. And
Tim, so you're not a Niner fan, right? You say you just started watching the Niners?
No, he says he's a huge Niner fan.
No, I've been a Niner fan for
every year. I misheard that. Okay, all right. I disagree on the point that we've never seen Brock Purdy just go out there and win a game.
Thanks, Tim.
First ever start against Tom Brady, 35-7 at the half. He's
got many moments where he was amazing.
And
Seattle in the playoffs.
He meant
second
Bledsoe.
Half against Detroit. Yeah. Like, I mean,
his legs were the big difference. When you rewatch the NFC Championship game second half, Jared Goff's inability to move and Brock Purdy's ability to move, to me, was the separator in that game.
Fourth quarter against Dallas. In a grimy football game, a hard-hitting football game. That Dallas defense was no joke.
No,
Kittle. And he helped make the throw. The kid made great play to Brandon Ayuk. When you had to have a play, he outplayed Jordan Love in the second half of the Green Bay game after having an atrocious first half against the Green Bay Packers in the rain. So, look, Brock Purdy was not good last season. He was not. But you also understand that you pay all these guys, and you're thinking that, okay, we're going to go into the season. We got Kittle, Debo, Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey, Debo, and Ayuk never played a game together.
Mm.
Not one time. Now, again, Brock Purdy has a problem with trying to hit the home run. And I think he was overcompensating for not having a lot of those guys out there. You can't do that. You got to take what the defense gives you and play good, clean football. But to say he wasn't good all the time, he was fine. He was fine. Not enough to say that, oh, you should just move on from him. Like, I'm not – this ain't Madden, man, where you could just start cutting guys and trading guys after one bad
Unless
year.
Unless you're Sean Payton.
Right. Well, he stuck with Drew Brees for a long time.
No, I'm talking about Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah. He came in, but that wasn't his guy, though.
I'm joking.
Right. For sure. But he had the understanding from the, and he had the backing from the ownership, which is
more
important.
Well, it wasn't his guy.
Exactly.
He came in, it wasn't his guy.
Yeah, it wasn't his guy.
He took a $75 million dead cap hit.
Right.
That being said, there are people, and I'm not one of these, but like you're referencing all the guys that weren't out there. They're like, this is where I think a lot of the Mac support comes from. Well, look what he's done with only a limited CMC out there.
How about this? I was thinking about this.
And it's probably not fair.
I was thinking about this. Think about week three last year in L.A.
No Debo, no Kittle. Yep.
We set that week up saying, okay, now we're going to see Brock Purdy without weapons. We're going to see Brock Purdy without weapons. Well, he goes 22 of 30 for 292. What happened to that football game? Ronnie Bell drops a pass.
The big miss kick.
Moody misses a kick. And you blow it on special teams. That was his moment to say, look at me. I just won a game with an out-of-shape Brandon Ayuk and Juwan Jennings. No Kittle, no McCaffrey, no Debo. And that opportunity gets snatched because other guys don't make plays.
What? Why are people so quick? Like, and it's a small, like, but why do they want to turn the page so quickly on Brock? Why? Why do you think?
I have no idea. That's not, I because this is what we do in sports these days. Social media has had a bad influence on sports. It's had a terrible influence.
But Bonte, Mac Jones hasn't done it. Like, I get it. He had the one year, and I've actually been high on Mac Jones than most, you and I probably, when he came out of Bama. But like, it's not like he's won a playoff game or like taking a team to the Super Bowl. Like, I'm just.
This is what we do in sports these days. Yeah. We don't have the patience. Look at Trevor Lawrence. I didn't realize that Trevor Lawrence just turned 26.
He's so young.
We act like he's 30 and he's been done. But he's had a revolving door of coaches, offensive coordinators, head coaches. Now he finally got a dude in Liam Cohen who I like. Yeah. I like Liam Cohen a lot. And he's getting better. Now, is he still making mistakes here and there? The end of the first half. Clock management sequence was, I didn't get why you don't call a timeout, give them time. The fourth quarter there.
They
take delay games.
Like, Trevor, what's going on? What's going on here? But he is getting better. Baker Mayfield, who we're going to see this Sunday. People have written him off. Yeah. He was done. Now look at him. He's in the MVP running.
I don't think people are writing off Brock. I think the injury right now is the most pressing thing. And I think the injury has compromised the style of play. And I'm viewing it this way. Forget later on in the year and next year. Those are two separate conversations. For right now, get healthy, ride the Mac wave until it crashes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and
I think
that's the appropriate tack that the team should take.
But people are like, man, this guy hasn't had really good games and this and that. I mean, he lit up a bad Bears team last year. He had a really good game against the Dallas Cowboys last year, heading into the bye week. They beat Tampa Bay where Brock throws for 353.
Right.
Now, we all remember that game because
Ricky
Jake Moody
had a big touchdown.
Catch and run. Brock Purdy put it on the money. Jake Moody was missing field goals in that football game.
The wind
Debo
was
losing his mind. But he goes down there to Tampa Bay, gets Baker Mayfield. It goes 25 to 36 for 353.
Oh, no.
Our short-term memory on these things in sports just drives me crazy. We like the NFL, this is just an ultimate reality show. But we just, one week, this guy's bad, bench him. Get him out of here. Like, the Philadelphia Eagles are all doom and gloom. You're 4-1.
I know.
They're 4-1 right now, and your offense is not even humming.
Well, their Phillies are cooked. That's what they're upset about right now. And 888-957-9570 is the number.
I don't know. I do believe that the conversation around someone does change when you pay them a lot of money, and I think people become way more critical overall. And, you know, fair or not, that's baked into these contracts. Right. You know, Rafi Devers is on a $300 million deal. Adamas is on a couple hundred million dollar deal. And Chapman, we scrutinize them more than we would Casey Schmidt.
No doubt.
And I think that Brock is now in the zone where he's being scrutinized under the microscope. Probably too much. I just think the guy's compromised.
Well, he's a quarterback. He's a quarterback. And this is what we do around here. We do quarterback controversies
and money in
the Bay Area. And so when he gets paid the big money now, Carlos Ramirez, one of the few ideas he has, shout out to Carlos, but one of the few good ideas he had was saying that, hey, make Brock hold out because Mac will get all the reps. And then maybe midway through training camp, you just say, hey, Brock, you're not here. What's going on? You play hardball with Brock Purdy. Mm. Now, they weren't going to do that.
You were saying prior to the contract.
Prior to the contract, basically, play hardball.
I thought you meant hold out with the injury.
No. I'm talking about playing hardball with the contract. You're talking about the money, right?
Yeah.
The contract. So sticking on that point. You come to training camp, hey, I need to get paid. And the 49ers could have said, you know what? We're not ready to pay you.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that. But they weren't going to do that
because
Brock's a good guy. He's done a lot for this organization.
But he's deserved and earned a raise.
And they gave him that raise.
And also, they rewarded all the captains of the team and all, like, the franchise pillars. Obviously, George Kittle and Fred Warner had the skins on the wall, the All-Pros. And Brock Purdy, to his own right, has some skins on the wall as well. But they made it abundantly clear this offseason they didn't want to deal with drama at all. They just did not want to deal with the drama that they've dealt with the last couple seasons. So they nipped those contracts in the bud, did it, you know, really quickly. And I think that was good. And I think, you know, I said it yesterday, Bonte, and because of the lack of drama in the offseason, I get it. There's a lot of injuries right now. And this team, the expectations, where do they go? I'm not sure. But I already feel better about the vibes around this team this season than I ever did last season during the season. Coming off a Super Bowl loss, mind you.
It's a lot of young guys, though, and it's a lot of new, fresh faces. They're hungry.
Yeah.
They needed a little, like, roster turnover last year.
We were talking during training camp, right? And you guys asked me what the vibe is like down there. I said, they're refreshed.
Yeah.
It's a good vibe. It's a really good – now, vibes don't win you football games. You got to go out there and win games. But when you win the games in the fashion that you win the games in, Seattle – late drive, Bosa, sack, fumble, boom, you win the game against
Thank
your division
God they
rival.
Ended up finding a way to win that game.
The Saints. You know, the Saints could have – Spencer Rattler's not playing bad at quarterback position.
First win.
Actually, we were joking.
Lucky he didn't score a touchdown on the first drive.
Right. We were joking, Shasky.
I like
Spencer.
We
wanted Spencer. We were like, well, Shanahan wants Spencer Rattler. I wanted Spencer Rattler on the 49. I'm not going to lie to you.
I think he's actually played okay.
He's got some talent.
I agree.
He's got some talent. That deep ball throw the other day against the New York Giants was really good. But you get Bryce Huff with the sack fumble, you steal that game. Character building wins. Arizona, 16-15, a nasty game. You had no business leading at the half in that football game. Arizona had the ball for 21 minutes. Now we understand Arizona's Arizona, and they're going to find a way to lose a football
and
game.
And they lost the running back.
So you build those character wins, so the vibes could be great. But you still got to go out there and execute and win football games on Sunday or Thursday or Monday. So, but all training camp, they had a good energy to them. There was good energy. Shanahan had a good energy. Robert Saleh being back, good energy. And just having a second to just take a deep breath and recover from last year. And I think the Debo cloud last year hovered. It was a negative cloud over this organization.
Debo?
Debo. Yeah. Now, Debo's playing really good football in Washington.
Why do you say that? Well, I just want to pick your brain on
that.
Well,
just you see the Moody situation. Uh-huh. You see the complaining on Twitter. You see his body language and everything. And look, he knew that they tried to trade him around the NFL draft. That wasn't lost on him. And so there was just
not talking after games and sticking to reporters.
It was a lot with Debo last year.
I think that's
not
fair.
Not to rip him, but shout out to Debo.
I think parties needed a new setting.
They need a new setting, and that's why they shook hands and he shouted out the Niners and Shanahan said, "Hey, we'll miss you, Debo, but he's playing good football with the Commanders."
Yes.
Bunch of people calling in. Harrison, the coach, Jonathan. We'll get to you in a second. 888-957-9570. Ask Bonte anything. He's with us for the next hour as you're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the Free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We're talking about the vibes of the Niners. I want to get your thoughts on the vibes around the Warriors at some point this hour, Bonte, because they played their first preseason game on Sunday against the Lakers. They'll play tomorrow, giving away those Steph Curry All-Star MVP bobbleheads. I'm sure people, first 10,000 fans, by the way, get there early.
They will get there early.
Get there early.
Nation comes out.
That's right. Oh, no, I was at the game on Sunday. It was a sellout. Like, there was barely any empty seats. I know it's the Lakers, but preseason, they want to see Steph, they want to see Jimmy, they want to see Draymond and JK, all these guys. Al Horford making his debut on Sunday. So get your thoughts on that. But before we do that, let's go to the phones. Harrison Tiburon. What's up, Harrison? You're on the Morning Roast.
What's up, fellas? You're my soundtrack for school pickup, so appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I think that, I mean, look, how can you not root for a guy like Brock Purdy? I mean, he's our guy. He's the underdog. But what I think what we're dealing with, me personally also, what we're dealing with is the tangibles that made the Mac Jones and Brock such a difference when they were drafted. I mean, Brock is smaller. He doesn't have the arm strength. And what we're seeing with these Mac Jones starts is a guy who can gun it a little bit more and also a guy who can play through injuries because he's just physically bigger. And I think that's kind of why we're seeing a split in the fan base right now when it comes to, you know, who we want as our starter.
Harrison, thank you.
It's a great call. Again, I go back to Bill Parcells when he told you
Jalen Dibbs. I was just going to say it.
When he said, the one thing to worry about with Jimmy Garoppolo is can he stay healthy? Mm. Is he durable enough? And Jimmy, over time, his body broke down. Now, Brock Purdy quietly has had a lot of injuries. The rib injury, his rookie season, the elbow, he comes back. He's got the heating pad. Last year, he misses a couple games with the elbow.
That's what a back injury.
He's got the turf toe.
Yeah.
He's a small dude. And he doesn't. And look, a lot of people got on me last year when I said, Brock Purdy doesn't zip it outside the number. Like, Brendan Allen had that game at Green Bay, and Brendan Allen stinks. All right? Don't get it twisted. Brendan Allen stinks. But the guy threw an out route. I was like, damn. Let's throw some zip on it. He heated that up, and Brock Purdy doesn't do that consistently enough. And that's the difference with Mac Jones and Brock Purdy throwing outside the numbers. Mac Jones can get it there. Brock Purdy can't do it consistently.
The thing I've been most impressed with Mac, and I've talked about the curl, and he had a deep curl comeback, right. A deep curl and a deep comeback outside the numbers on the other side of the field. But his ability to hit the back foot and just and rip it, he's way more rhythmic as a passer than I gave him credit for.
No,
he has good feel.
He is, but when Purdy's cooking, Purdy has a lot of data out there to where outside the numbers, I'll give it to Mac Jones all day long.
Yeah.
He's playing with zip. He can rip it. He can. But it's going to be those extra plays, those backyard. Like, the fact that they're in position to try to steal that Jacksonville game, the drive before he fumbled, right? Backyard football, where Brock Purdy's just making things happen. You're going to need that at some point this season.
Well, of course you're going to need that.
I made the comparison, Bonte, because they keep showing on the TV right behind you. And it's, you know, Trevor Lawrence, the way he stumbled, right, and still made an incredible play to get up and rush for that touchdown. That's a Brock Purdy type of a play. Like, Brock Purdy can do that stuff. I don't know if Mac Jones stumbles yesterday, gets up. Not saying it's the same thing, but it's things like that.
Peyton Manning, there's been a lot of great quarterbacks. Again, there's different ways to play the position.
Tom Brady is not, scrambler. He's the greatest
of all
time.
Peyton Manning and Tom Brady didn't. But what they made up for was their above the neck and the ability to climb in the pocket.
And they didn't take the punishment. They were able to fall down or throw the ball away quickly.
I just want to be clear, though.
Guys have different strengths.
As we're talking about this, Brock Purdy's a quarterback for this team.
Yes.
I don't know if Jed York is willing to take a hit. Like, I started to think about it. I was like, boy, what would it look like if they moved on from Brock Purdy? You're talking about a financial hit. You know, the dead cap and everything. And they're already eating $99 million in dead cap, so that's not happening.
Right.
And
again, hits in the league.
Right. And I'm not going to just, again, Brock Purdy's the guy. Brock Purdy's a good quarterback. Is he a great quarterback? Again, there's only a few great quarterbacks in this league, in my opinion. A few great ones. But Brock Purdy's a good quarterback. And when he's right, he's going to be the quarterback for this football team, and the offense is going to hum. Let's not act like they're scoring 30 points a game.
I don't think anybody's ready to replace him right now, but you hit the phrase, when he's right. And I think that's where it leaves a gray area. And I think while he's not right, you just ride the Mac wave out. I'm not ready to give Mac three games is nothing. I saw Jimmy Garoppolo win five at the end of a season. I've watched a lot of guys.
That's my point, Shasky.
Three games is nothing.
We're getting a little crazy about Mac Jones here.
No, we're just riding the momentum.
I get it. Mac Jones looks different, and it's something. They're different quarterbacks. They have different styles. But, man, when Brock Purdy's in there and he's humming, this team is averaging 30 points a game.
But there is something.
Mac Jones, they scored 16, 26, 23.
Well, they're doing it with, there's nobody out there.
That's true.
There's nobody out there.
I just think fans keep going back to, and Shasky and I were talking about that yesterday in this, the fact that Kyle Shanahan was interested in him in the draft, I think a lot of fans
go back to.
That's
a good point.
No, they do. They do. The fact that there was a prior, I don't know if love affair is too strong, but the fact that Shanahan was at one point enamored with this guy, Bonte.
We know he liked him.
That's where fans are for falling back on.
Here's the thing, though. But we don't know what was going on in that war room, number one.
We were arguing about this the other day.
And number two, if Shanahan wanted Mac Jones, he would have selected him at three.
Yes.
He would have taken Mac Jones.
Did Shanahan strike you as a guy saying,
hey, I really want this guy. Don't do this.
But Ron Cathar is telling me that I need to take Trey Lance.
Right. We had the North Dakota State coach on.
Yeah.
And we asked him, when did you know the Niners were interested? He goes, well, they just kept coming back around. And they started asking questions. Shanahan wanted Trey Lance. But, and they missed on him.
But I also, and I was explaining it to him, when you do any evaluations, right, whether it's youth level or at the high school, pros, college, et cetera, just because you go out on a field and you have, let's say, 100 guys to choose from, you don't just go, oh, that's the one and only guy I like. You might like 7, 8, 9 guys. And, hey, I like him the most, but I also like these other guys.
Right.
I think they always liked Mac Jones. And for whatever reason, they also liked Trey Lance.
Right.
And they picked the wrong guy.
And you know what? Again, I go back to that Buffalo game on Monday Night Football when Josh Allen lit up the Niners. And Shanahan went to the podium after the game and then later on in the week saying, you know, sometimes you're stuck in your ways and you want this style of quarterback, but the league evolves and you evolve. And he saw Josh Ellison. Can I get one of those? Can I get a dual threat like that?
I wonder how patient Shanahan would have been with Josh Allen early in his career. That's another conversation.
There is a feel for me, just for Brock. I'm looking at it. I remember, I think it was the 95 season for Steve Young. It was just kind of a lost year. He just couldn't get healthy. Gerback was, stringing together some wins. The team wasn't as good as we thought, but he had the big win against the Dallas Cowboys that everyone remembers.
Yep.
And he tried to gut it out in the playoff game, and it didn't work.
With the flag jacket.
Yeah, and so
I get the sense, and I hate putting this out there, but I feel like, unfortunately for Brock, it's feeling like a lost year health-wise because of the foot. I hope he can get right at some point, but for right now, I think you got to stay on the sideline as long as you can.
If that's the case, Bonte, then if it lingers all
season... It just sucks.
Well, if it lingers all season long, then obviously there's going to... I'm not a doctor here. There's probably going to be surgery at some point then. And should have they just done what the Bengals did with Joe Burrow?
Sometimes there isn't an answer. Sometimes you think you're right. You go back out there. You get hurt. It's sports. It's your body. You it's an inexact science. Things just happen. And you try to gut it out because you feel like you owe it to the team and you're making a lot of money and you're a leader and you want to play. I don't blame guys for wanting to play.
No.
Sometimes your body gives out on you.
I'm sure Joe Burrow wants to play. And they said, no, Joe, you're doing the surgery. You're going to be out for 3 months.
Well, his might be more severe.
Again, I'm not saying I'm not a doctor here.
They have not revealed the extent of this injury at the toe. And again, down at SoFi, and you got to trust me, like, down at SoFi, I'm asking questions. I'm saying, what the hell's going on with Brock? What's up? And straight to my face, like, look, the toe was in worse shape after week one in Seattle. The toe's a lot better now. So will he play against Tampa? Probably not. Could we see him in Houston? Maybe. But they're going to go back to – and this could be like, you know, the 72 Dolphins. I'll use them as an example. Going way back when. Shout out to my OGs. History lessons, Spadoni, you should do it.
I got an A in history, game. Bonte, every single year.
There you go. Know. Football history here. Brian
got
Greasy.
Got an A plus in that one.
Do you know Brian Greasy was hurt most of that year?
Yes. We actually had a phone call just the other day.
Really?
Where the guy brought – we called him Grease.
Grease. He called him Grease.
I swear to God. Yeah.
I was laughing.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Ed Morrell was the quarterback, and they went back to Greasy when it was time to go back to Greasy.
Ed Morrell was a 49er at one point. Yep, look it up.
No doubt. There you go. There's your history lesson.
Thank you. NFL Films Bonte over here. That's where you stopped by. They're based down in Los Angeles too, right? Jeff and Scottsdale, the coach. Jonathan SF Vince.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.